You are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Blissful Living Show. This is the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson. And I am, of course, always excited to bring a new guest to you that's going to share some nuggets of gold and words of wisdom. But I'm just excited because today is feels like a great day energetically. Everything is vibing and, you know, everything is happening in a positive manner, which is always great. No challenges or hiccups or speed bumps or anything like that. And so it's just been a phenomenally fabulous day. And so, of course, that phenomenally fabulous day brings me phenomenally fabulous energy. And that is why you're going to be listening to a phenomenally fabulous show right now. Before we get started, you know, I like to give the disclaimer of find yourself a nice place to sit, get comfortable, get your favorite beverage, get something to write with, a nice pen, a piece of paper, your journal, whatever it is, and just sit back and relax and take the next few moments for yourself. Tell your kids to hold tight for a little bit, give them something to do. Tell your significant other, you know, baby, give me just a few minutes. Let me just check in to the Blissful Living Show. And really take this moment in the day for yourself, because we don't get a whole lot of moments where we can take them for ourselves, specifically when you have children and things at home. So that's all you need is just a few moments, less than an hour, and you will be definitely mesmerized by today's guest. But before we get into today's show, I want to thank our sponsors, Blissful Living for You at Blissful Living, the number 4, the letter U.com. They are a phenomenal company that focuses on the pillars of wellness, wisdom, and wealth. And if you're ready to amplify any areas, any of those areas in your life, then you want to go and check what they have. They have a lot of free things available for you just for you to get in touch and get to know yourself a little bit better, a little bit deeper, so that you can step into your greatness when it comes to managing, building, and sustaining your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can actually really, truly step in and own living your dream life. So if you have something you want to accomplish before summer and it has to do with getting your body right, check out Blissful Living for You. They got some goodies for you. If you just need some time to just relax your mind and get your mind right, check out Blissful Living. They have something for you. And if you're ready to get that wealth going and keep the momentum building and then being able to learn how to sustain it once you've built it, check out Blissful Living for You. They have something for you. So, again, Blissful Living for You at Blissful Living, the number 4, the letter U.com. The next sponsor is Telecommunications Installation Company located in the heart of Silicon Valley. They're going on their 31st year of business, and All Day Cable Incorporated is a company that focuses on installation of voice, data, fiber optic cabling, wireless access points, audio, video, anything that has to do with teleconferencing, any way we have to communicate today. They definitely can help you out with the backbone of setting up your network distribution so that when you make that call, you hit that computer, you do what you need to do, you make that connection the very first time. So if you're a small business, if you're a homeowner, if you're a medium business, or you're a large corporation, All Day Cable has the right services for you so that you can make the right connection the moment you need to when it comes to telecommunications. You can check them out at alldaycableinc.com. Okay, so let's get into today's guest. Aura E. Martinez is her name, and let me tell you a little bit about her. She is a self-discovery and empowerment coach. She is the creator of Aura Blueprint, which guides fulfillment seekers through an inner journey so that they can lead their most purposeful life. Now, as a person who traveled the world as a flight attendant, the opportunity has helped her learn and see so much, and she discovered the most fabulous place for all, she discovered the most fabulous place for us all to see that is truly the key to greater well-being, and she shares that with people around the world. Now, she is the founder of Live to the Max, Viva al Maximo, author of the book Creating a Lifetime of Wellness, author of the book Creating a Lifetime of Wellness, Start Having the Life You Deserve, and Creating a Lifetime of Wellness Journal, your personal coach to the different areas of your life. Her book has been seen on Spirituality and Health magazine, Psychology Today, and Natural Awakening, New York City Edition magazine. So with that being said, let me just welcome the fabulous Aura E. Martinez to the Blissful Living Show. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me here. Thank you for having me here. And Rochelle, if you knew how many times I get tongue-tied at times, you would be like, oh, my gosh.
My Spanish tongue wants to come out. You know, I'm not Spanish, but I do speak it pretty fluently, I guess. And so, you know, anytime I'm in the element of my Latinas and my Latinos, my tongue just wants to roll, and it wants to roll when it's not supposed to roll. You know.
I love it.
You know, the Viva al Maximo is like, God, I get to, you know, I get to practice my Spanish, so.
And you said it so beautifully.
thank you so much. So now, Aura, tell me, first of all, I'm curious, how did you get your name? When your mommy decided to name you, did she tell you what she was thinking of when she named you that beautiful name, Aura?
Aw, thank you. Actually, my name was supposed to be her name. So what happened was, her name is Elena Aurora. And when they did the certificate, they messed up her name. So they called her, rather than calling her Aura Elena, which is my name, they called her Elena Aurora. So they flipped the name, added an extra R and an O to the Aura. And so she said, yes. And so she said to herself, if I ever have a daughter someday, I'm going to give her the name that was supposed to be given to me.
Oh, yes. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful story. I was just curious because it's such a beautiful name and it's so unique. And
it just goes,
you know, with a beautiful lady. So, hey, beauty, right? You're very welcome. So I know the listeners are curious. It's like, oh, Rochelle Marie's just chit-chatting, but let's get to the heart and soul of the interview here for the conversation. So I want to ask you, because a lot of people, of course, my thing is I know a lot of people don't really value their health and well-being as their greatest asset until they don't have it. And so because I believe that and I promote that and I share that, and there are people that realize it, but sometimes people get caught up in other things. And so I want to ask you, when it comes to our well-being, what is the true source of really great well-being?
That is a good question. And yes, unfortunately, we wait until we experience little well-being to realize how important our well-being is, or experiencing great well-being is. So for as much as it would be nice to say that this particular thing outside of us is the true source of great well-being, the reality is that the true source is ourselves. So what that means is that you are the true source of your well-being. Now, for whoever that may be listening to this, that may be saying, okay, that makes like no sense, or I'm not getting it or whatnot, because I remember I at one point when I used to hear that everything that you want is inside of you, I didn't understand it then. So if you're feeling like you're not understanding this, whoever that's listening, just know that you're going to get it, it's going to come to you, what that means is that within you, you have absolutely all the answers you need as to the kind of life that you are meant to live. Mm-hmm. Within you, you know exactly what are the steps that you need to take in order to experience the happiness that you want to experience. See, one of the mistakes that we make, and I hope you don't mind me sharing this, this is something that came to me. One of the mistakes sometimes that we can make is thinking that something outside of us is what's going to make us happy. And or something outside of us is going to give us that well-being that we so seek. And what happens is when we do that, we give our power away. And we use that outside thing as a crutch. Whereas if we can remember that within us, we have absolutely everything that we need. Believe it or not, that love that you seek, it starts with you and it's within you. The happiness that you seek, it starts with you and it's within you. And whoever that may be wondering, how so? Okay, this is where self-discovery comes into play. So the more you start understanding yourself, discovering yourself, discovering your jewels, you start seeing yourself differently in the sense that you start seeing, wow, I'm an amazing person. Wow, I didn't know that this is, you know, it's some of the things that I love. Oh, my God, right. I'm passionate about this. And that grows your self-value. That grows the love within yourself. And because you start learning how to love yourself, you're able to show others how to love you. Why? Because you start having healthy boundaries for yourself. So you see how this has like a ripple effect? When you have that when you are connected with you and you start seeing how important you are for your well-being, you've already tapped into what the true source of well-being is.
So let me ask you this, because a lot of people get a little confused about what it is they need to do when it comes to self-discovery. A lot of people think they've already discovered themselves, but not necessarily to the extent about what you're talking about. I mean, we may know things about ourselves, but knowing things and discovering things that are within us that exist to help us have a beautiful journey down our path to bliss are two different things. So what would you say to that person if they ask you the question, well, what do I do to even begin learning how to discover myself?
I would say that just like you, when you're in a relationship with other people, when I say relationship, I mean any interaction that you have with a human being. So that includes your friends, that includes your family members. Just like you would give other people your time and you take the time to understand them, listen to them, get to know them, do the same thing for yourself. So it's very important that you give yourself that time to connect with yourself, to understand yourself, to understand what you're feeling, to understand what's going on within you. And when you want to understand yourself in a very profound way, because you're right, Rochelle, sometimes we may think, oh, I know myself. I don't need to know myself more than I already know myself. I can guarantee
right.
those people that say that, they really do not know themselves, you know, because I think
right.
that the learning of ourselves never stops. And the reason why it never stops is because just like as we age, we go on different stages in our life, so do we. We mold, we grow, we mature, we develop. And so it's so important that we become in tune with what's going on within us, what is no longer right for us, what no longer feels good for us. So say, for example, if there's an area of your life that you're like, I don't know why I did so much work on myself, but this isn't working. Why is it that this area of my life, I am not able to manifest that which I want?
Right.
I can guarantee you that if you take a step back in that area of your life, you're operating from what I like to call a layer.
Oh.
And
Yes. Explain that one.
Yes. So it's very important if we are to experience great well-being that we are living from our core, and that core is our true essence, and that true essence is our soul. And anytime
say it, girl. Say it, girl. Love it. I'm loving this. Woo!
Yes. And so anytime we are not living from the core, then we're living from some kind of layer. So what I mean with that is, say, for example, if you're noticing that you keep attracting the same thing, I'm going to be even more specific. Say, for example, if it's a relationship that you're wanting to manifest and you keep manifesting the same kind of relationship over and over and over again, it's very easy for us to say it's because of so-and-so, because men are no good or this, or women are no good. No, when instead you start pointing the finger in the right direction, and this is not about putting blame. This is about taking your power back. I want to make that very clear. When you're pointing the finger in the wrong direction, meaning outside of you, you're giving away your power. We think that we are blaming something. No, we're actually giving up our power. When instead you point that finger towards you, it's not about you putting blame, oh, it's because of my fault. No, it's about you taking your power back. Okay, so what role am I playing here? What must I believe about myself that's making me accept these kind of men or women into my life? And this applies to any area of your life that you're wanting to transform. Say, for example, if it's your body. I actually started out as a wellness and life coach, helping people get out of the sugar roller coaster. That's how I actually started into coaching. Mm-hmm. And the same thing applies too. If you're wanting to lose weight and you're realizing that you're doing, well, weight loss, there's so many factors that come into play. Let me just say that. But when you're noticing that it's challenging for you to eat healthy, when you're noticing it's so challenging for you to work out, it's time to look within, okay, what is my relationship with food? Mm. What is my relationship with my body? How am I viewing my body? Because, see, we have a relationship with everything, whether we realize it or not.
Right.
And so that layer can be so many things. It could be a belief. It could be a story you're telling yourself. It can be an unexplored emotion that you're feeling that you don't even realize is there. So it could be a number of things, but I can guarantee you it's not your true essence, because for those that are listening to this, I want you all to know that your true essence believes that you're meant to be happy. Your true essence believes that you're meant to be experiencing a wonderful life. Your true essence believes in health. Your true essence knows the truth of who you are. And when you're not living from that truth, you're living from some kind of layer. And that's when it's important to start peeling those layers, right? So that you can start living in that alignment.
You know, you share so many nuggets of gold. And listeners, I hope you caught so much of what she was saying, or a tenth of what she was saying, because even if you caught a tenth of what she was saying, it was so profound what she said with regards to living from our core and connecting with our true self, which helps us to connect, make that direct connection to our soul, and knowing that everything that we have within us, everything that we want to do, the answers lie within us. And we might be just shielded or blocked or behind a shadow of a layer that we are living from. So a lot of just so many nuggets of gold. But I want to ask you, with regards to challenges and things of that nature, why do you think it is challenging for people to take responsibility with regards to things that happen in your life? And since we're just kind of focused on well-being, with regards to well-being, why do you think it's so difficult for people to take responsibility? And I'm going to give an example. It's going to be on the diet thing. But, for instance, the person goes on a diet, they lose 10 pounds, they feel great, everybody, you know, their friends, everybody celebrates them, they drop a size or whatever. 3 months later, they've not only gained that 10 pounds, but they've added 10 more to it. And they keep going on this vicious cycle, right? They keep doing this vicious cycle. And, of course, the fault is never theirs. I gained that 10 pounds or I gained that 20 pounds because I couldn't get to the gym, or I gained that, you know, because I went out with the girls a couple weekends and we drank and I ate the wrong stuff and got in a bad patch. You know, it's always something external. So what would you say to the people out there listening with regards to why is it so difficult for people to take responsibility for the challenges and things in their life?
I'm so glad that you mentioned the whole aspect of taking responsibility, because indeed, I highly recommend when anyone wants to change their life, you have to take responsibility. Because when you take responsibility, you're bringing your power back to you. And when you're bringing the power back to you, that's where all the changes can actually happen. And there are several reasons why it can be challenging for some to take responsibility. Number one, I think it's just easier to blame outside things for what is going on in our life. When we wash our hands, as we like to say in Spanish, right? My parents are from Dominican Republic, so I also speak Spanish. So when we wash our hands in this way, meaning I don't want to take responsibility for this, this is someone else's fault, it's because of time, it's because of this, it's because of that, we avoid making any changes. We avoid any risks that comes with any decisions that we need to make. And we even avoid making any decisions, right?
Right.
And I want people to know that even making no decision is a decision. Even
right.
Not doing anything is a decision. And what some may not realize is that by doing this, right, they're actually missing out on valuable lessons that they're meant to learn from what they're going through that can actually take them to their next level. And when you miss out on the lesson, you actually place yourself in a continuous cycle of the same thing over and over and over again just because you missed that lesson. And then the second reason I would say that it may be challenging for some to take responsibility for everything in their life is that it can be painful, actually, to see the role that you have been playing all this time.
It's true.
Right? It can be so painful. Yes. And realize the ways in which you may have sabotaged yourself, right?
Right.
And what some may not realize is that this pain, of course, if you view it as pain, because it could be painful to realize I've been doing this to myself all this time, or this realization, because it is a realization, but again, you determine how you're going to view this, if this is going to be something painful or if it's going to be a realization. It's actually an invitation for you to see a part of you that has been out of your awareness, that needs your attention. This is an invitation to shed light on a part of you that has been in the dark. And this is so important because we all have parts of us that are in the dark. And that's
right.
That's why I love the work that I do, because I'm able to shed light on something that perhaps a client of mine may not be aware. Oh, my gosh, this is what has been going on all this time? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
it's like
so
having
this kind
that
of work
little,
is important.
You know, right? It's like having that, you know, little piece of avocado in your teeth, and everyone can see it, but you can't see it. And so, you know, having someone in your life that's going to help guide you to correct having that avocado being stuck in your teeth is important, because a lot of times we can't see what we do to sabotage some of the things that we want to achieve.
Yeah.
Until someone else points it out to us. And that's the beauty of, you know, working with a professional. And I hate to call people coaches, because I hate to call myself a coach, because it's so much more beyond that. It's so much more than, you know, coaching. I haven't yet to find the right word for it, but I think people that do the things that we do are different than elevated. I don't know if it's because of spiritual or whatever, but just elevated on a different platform than a coach, so to speak. And when I think of coach, I think of a basketball coach, a track and field coach, a baseball coach, you know, that's what I'm saying. Of course, they're there to make you better and to get you to strengthen your skills and all of that. But I think when you're working with someone in the capacity to help them change their life, an aspect of their life, but their life, and to help them see that which they can't see that might be on their face, so to speak, like freckles or, you know, avocado on their teeth or whatever, I think it's just a little bit more deeper and a little bit more profound than, you know, coach. It just sounds so generic. So that's just me and just how I believe, because I think someone like you with the words of wisdom that you're sharing is so much beyond the capacity of a coach. It's so, you're so much greater than
thank
that,
you.
Right? And so I just wanted to say that. I mean, that's just how I feel. So it's my show and I can say it, and people could disagree with me or not, but it is, it's just the essence. It's the essence that people that do the work that we do brings to the table with each and every person, and it's different. It's different. So it's different for that person because you bring to them what that person needs, not what, you know, 17 people that have different things. You don't give them all the same things.
Yes.
You tap into what that individual needs because they can't see it. You can see it, and it's a beautiful thing. Now, I want to ask you, with regards to living in alignment, what exactly does living in alignment mean? And yeah, that's a good, I mean, I'm curious, what exactly does that mean?
Yes. Before I answer that, I have to say that I do agree with you. And if you don't mind me sharing, I consider myself more of a facilitator, even though that's my title of being a self-discovery and empowerment coach, because I feel that people like us, what we do is we facilitate a transformation. We facilitate growth. And that is, I feel that that's what I do, even though I don't call myself a facilitator, because I, you know, but that's what I feel like I do. Because that's what we do. We facilitate transformation. Well, I just wanted to say I agree with you with the whole coaching thing. So that's why I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she says that, because I've been thinking that, you know, for quite some time.
I have been thinking that for years, and I just couldn't find the right word. However, I do like this. Check this out. Aura E. Martinez, a self-discovery and empowerment transformation facilitator. Oh, that sounds so just, I love it. Versus, okay, check this out. Aura E. Martinez is a self-discovery and empowerment coach. Transformation facilitator is the bomb. I'm going to say it. The bomb-ass word that we need to be up-leveling to from coach, right? Because that is, you know, coach is so generic. But when you're a transformation facilitator, and it could be, you could still be a track and field coach and still be a transformation facilitator. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just up levels, right? I mean, or a basketball coach, or, you know, a beautician coach, you know, whatever. It's just because you are helping somebody to transform their life, whether it's in athletics or career or personal or wellness or whatever, you're helping them to transform their life. You're not coaching them to, okay, let's do 25 sit-ups. You're not doing that. You know?
I love it. I love it.
So you got me on a roll now, girl. We're going to go a little bit long because that just so resonates. I'm going to start using that. You better, girl. Look, Aura, you better start. From now on, when I refer to you, you're going to be Aura E. Martinez, the transformation facilitator. And people are going to be like, oh, my God. I mean, say it, girl. Just say it.
You're going to have to.
Resonating. How would you say it in Espanol? ¿Cómo se dice en Espanol?
Now I'm getting tongue-tied here.
Uh-oh. Pero, on the spot here, but I know I don't know what it is. But I'm like, let me ask an expert.
We'll come back.
I love that. Look, girl, I'm just transformation. That's what, girl, you don't know what you done. But I love it. I know I'm a mess. I know. It's okay.
No, it's okay. That's okay. That's okay. It makes us unique.
Well, I bet people remember the show, right? They'll be like, girl, I just listened to these chicks. They were just like talking about being a transformation facilitator. You know what? I really want to know more about what they do or who they are, who the guest is, because she was the one that she's the one. Anyway, just be prepared. So now, okay. Back to the question. What does living in alignment mean? You know, what does that mean? Because
yes.
I think a lot of people have a misinterpretation of that, and I want you to clarify it for us.
Yes. Well, I think that living in alignment means different things to different people. But to me, living in alignment means living from your true essence. Now, I say that to me because I want to honor other people's definition of whatever living in alignment may be. I think it's when we honor our own truth that we are able to live in alignment. So that I just want to make that emphasis.
Okay.
So, yes. And so the true essence basically is your soul. It is you seeing the world with the eyes of your true essence. It is feeling the world the way your true essence feels it. And in order for you to experience your life the way your true essence experiences it, like I've mentioned before, it's going to require you to peel those layers that cover the core of who you are. And that's, there's a process to that, right? But that's going to be very, very important. I'm not going to get into the process because then it will be too long, and then you'll be like, oh, my gosh, Aura.
And I want people to reach out to you, you know, listeners, if any of what Aura is saying is resonating with you, she's going to share with you how you can reach out to her. But, yeah, I want people to be able – I want you to leave them taking that bite of that sweet essence of chocolate. They just get a little tiny bite, and then it's so decadent they want more. So they got to reach out to you. So, yeah, I don't want you to give the goods, but I want you to give them that taste, which is what you're doing. And I love what you said, like, you know, living in alignment. It really seems like when you're connecting to your soul and you're living from that place, things fall into synergistic harmony, so to speak. And and you, as a transformation facilitator for self-discovery and empowerment, can help people to facilitate discovering what they need to do to get to that point so that they can transform and really step into, like I say, living that blissful life, which we're all here to do, right? So I like that. I mean, it's just beautiful. Okay, I got time for one more question. And I think what I want to ask is this. If someone wants to empower themselves right now, they're listening to us chit-chat and having a good old time, and they like, I want to empower myself. I want to do it right now, you know, right now. What is the one thing that they can do immediately after we finish our chat, our conversation, that they can do to help them step into and empowering themselves?
Believe it or not, I said it before, and I'll say it again, and I promise you, this in itself will empower you, will change you, and it is you taking responsibility for everything in your life. Like I mentioned before, what taking responsibility does is that it allows you to take your power back. And this allows you to be able to see the role that you play in everything in your life. And so by having this kind of awareness, you're going to be able to see and know what you need to change in order to transform whatever area of your life that you're wanting to transform. I want you to know that within you, you have everything to make whatever area of your life that you want to make it right. Within you, you have the resources. It's about being resourceful. Within you lies everything. And so the moment you take your power back, that's when you start becoming unstoppable.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And that's a perfect way to lead into. So we've been
I've been chatting with the phenomenally fabulous Aura, as I said, as I was introducing her to you all. And so now that we're at this point, Aura, I want you to share with the listeners how they can connect with you, how they can get more of you, how they can get your book, anything that you want to share. Please take time to do that right now. And so, you know, her information will be also on the podcast page, but this is a great time if you got your pen and paper, or I'm giving you a few minutes to go grab something right now if you didn't do that. But she's going to share with all of you, how we can connect with her, learn more about her, and really step into her world of transformation.
Yeah.
So tell us, girl, how we do it.
Yes. So you can visit the site www.aura, A-U-R-A, E, Martinez, MARTINEZ.com. And there you're going to be able to sign up for the newsletters that I send out every week, which I also include some freebies every now and then. There you could sign up for the free course that I offer, The Path to Your Nirvana. There you can listen to the podcast. There you're going to be able to learn more about me and my services, as well as purchase the book or the journal and some other goodies that I also offer, all meant to elevate you so that you can elevate the version of you. You can also follow me on Instagram, Aura Elena, E-L-E-N-A, Martinez. You can also follow my Facebook page, Aura E. Martinez Coach. And I even have a private Facebook group. It's called Inner Globetrotters. It's all about you enjoying the inner journey so you can live your purposeful life.
Oh, I love it. So there you have it, listeners. If you want to connect with Miss Aura, if you want to get more of her, if you want to be more surrounded or involved or connected with her world, her energy, you can get more of her and go to her site at www.auraemartinez.com. And then also connect with her on social media. She's got some great things, Instagram, Aura Elena Martinez. Again, this will be on the podcast page, as well as Aura E. Martinez. What did I write here? Coach? Is this Facebook?
Coach?
Yeah, Facebook.
That's Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.
Yes.
Can't read my writing. And and then the Inner Globetrotter. That there's so many ways that you can connect with her. So, and now did you write a book or
Yes.
Or not? It's okay, tell us about how they can get the book as well.
Yes, they can also get that on the site, www.auraemartinez.com, or they can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble. The book is called Creating a Lifetime of Wellness, Start Having the Life You Deserve. The journal, that can only be purchased through my site, www.auraemartinez.
Okay.
So everything is on the site. Whatever it is that the person wants, it's all in one place.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Well, beautiful. I want to thank you for your time and just some fabulous words of wisdom. I think you may have enlightened a lot of people with regards to just doing a transformation in their life and getting in touch with their true self and really getting in touch with the true source of their well-being. I love that. I think you opened a lot of ears and piqued a lot of curiosity for people listening. So thank you so much for sharing your gift and your words of wisdom with us.
Well,
and I
thank you.
You are very welcome. And I want to thank, of course, the sponsors of our show, Blissful Living for You at blissfulliving4u.com. Go check them out. They have lots of goodies to help you step into living your dream life, as well as All Day Cable Incorporated at alldaycableinc.com. And if you are a business that is in need of a good
telecommunication installation company, and you're particularly located in the western region of the United States, I highly suggest you give them a call. They have had customers that have been with them for the entire 30 years of their business. And when I say customers, these are some very, very large customers. And if they're still sticking with this company, you know that speaks volumes. So check out All Day Cable Inc. at alldaycableinc.com. And now I want to thank all of you listeners for taking your time out of your day for yourself to listen to this, to get the wonderful words of wisdom that Aura bestowed upon us, and to just really love yourself for just a few minutes so that you can step into being the best that you can be for those that you love and care about. I want to thank you all. I want you to please share this show with everybody you love and care about. The more we can get these kind of messages out, the easier it will be for us to make a change, and particularly us women, for us to make a change in the world to make it a better place for not only ourselves, but our children, grandchildren, and other future generations beyond. So please share this show with everybody you love and care about. And I am just going to say, until next time, I'm wishing you peace to your mind, wellness to your body, and tranquility to your spirit. Stay healthy, happy, well, live with positive energy, and always look for the joy and the goodness in life. Because when you do that, you cannot and you will not allow negativity to show up on your radar, so to speak. So take good care, everybody. This is the Queen of Feeling Fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson. And until next time, take good care and goodbye for now.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living for You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfulliving4you.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.